Overland Park Mayor Carl Gerlach is beginning his 10th year in office, if you can believe it. And yesterday he delivered his State of the City address, and he joins us now on the phone to talk about it. And Mayor, welcome back to Up to Date. It's always nice to have you here.
Steve, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Mayor, you've got an awful lot going on out there, new developments and AAA bond ratings, and I want to ask you about all of it. But I've got to tell you, of all the things you talked about yesterday, the one that caught my attention was this new business that you mentioned, I Fly Indoor Skydiving. I mean, really? Indoor skydiving?
It's fantastic, Steve. It's an organization that's put together indoor skydiving. They have 24 of them across the world now, some of them overseas, a number in this country, and they're a real draw. You can float on a column of air, and people that do regular skydiving love to do it in addition to beginners like myself.
And so you're going to do it, right, Mayor?
Yes, I will.
When does this thing open, and when can I come watch you do it?
They're going through the final approvals right now. The council has approved it, and they'll start construction this year and hopefully have it open by the end of the year.
Well, there's a reason to live. Well, let's put some context around your city that you offered in your speech yesterday. You pointed out, and this just floored me, that Overland Park is now bigger than a whole bunch of cities, including Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I guess that surprised me. You know, should it?
You know, we are a quiet Midwestern city here. We don't talk a lot about it, but I think we went into the top 150 largest cities in the country now. But I think it all goes back to what the theme of the speech was about, and that is, you know, people remember experiences, and we put together a quality of life and experiences here that people just seem to like and want to come to.
I was going to say, you framed your speech around this notion that you called the Overland Park experience. What is the Overland Park experience, Mayor?
You know, it really, there's a lot of, in marketing, which I also work in, is there's called experiential marketing. People don't just put advertising out now. The advertising goes more to the experience because people remember an experience more than they do just somebody throwing advertising themes at them. And so we've kind of tied this into our community in that you have to give people experiences, and that has to do with the experiences of where they work or where they live. You can't just go to work and come home, but they want to get out, and everybody has work to do, you know, their own personal work in addition to work, so they run around at lunchtime or after work. But if you put them in a setting of services where they can have their dry cleaning picked up right across the street from work, and they can do shoe shine and things like that, it makes it a much better experience for them.
We're visiting with Overland Park Mayor Carl Gerlach. You know, this surprised me too. Overland Park is one of only 37 cities out of thousands of cities in the nation with a AAA bond rating from three nationally recognized rating agencies. In fact, Overland Park has had the highest rating possible for almost three decades. How does that benefit the residents of your community, Mayor?
Steve, that's a great question because that is something that's been very important to Overland Park, because what happens is if you get the better the bond rating, the lower the interest rate. So all cities have to borrow money, and you do that so much to build long-term projects, roads you spend millions of dollars on. And the higher rating you can get, the lower interest rates you pay. People will be willing to invest in your bonds, and that saves the taxpayers a lot of money.
How much money are you saving your taxpayers? Any sense of that, Mayor?
I don't have a sense of that because, you know, I know recently when we borrowed some money at below 2%, you know, where other cities are borrowing at 7-8%, you know, so we've never calculated how much money we're saving, but it's a lot.
You know, sometimes I wonder how, you know, executives like yourself, I'm referring to your role as mayor, can sort of keep tabs on all the different things that are happening in a community the size of Overland Park. I mean, there are so many new developments popping up out there, and you talked about them on the show yesterday. We talked about them in your speech yesterday. We've talked here about the Metcalf South Shopping Center development, but what two or three other developments would you point to that have got you excited?
Well, as you said, Metcalf South is very exciting because it's both the French Market or Kmart side and the Metcalf South side. But, you know, we've got a number of other developments. One of the largest mixed-use development projects in the entire metro area called Blue Hawk is happening out at 159th and 69 Highway.
And what is Blue Hawk, Mayor?
Blue Hawk is going to be mixed use. It will have a combination of single family and apartments. It'll have retail, but they'll also put together foot golf courses, frisbee golf courses, and they're trying to get a tie-in right now with the Kansas Museum Kansas Cosmosphere and
sure.
Space Center down in Hutchinson. They're trying to get a tie-in to open a separate site out in Blue Hawk also.
What else is going on out in Overland Park that you'd point to in terms of major developments?
You know, I think you look at City Place, which is at College and 69. That's about a $350 million mixed use. Again, there'll be mixed use with retail, luxury apartments. Some office buildings, four large office buildings is going on. So there's also a retirement village built into that mixed-use project. But then you can also look at like our Overland Park Trade Center that's been around for years. It's been bought by a company who's going to redevelop it into office. They have an agreement with Black & Veatch. They're going to move 700 employees into a new office building. But again, when you tie in the experience, they aren't just building an office park there. They're going to take the center and build it into, and offer new services, auto detailing, dry cleaning, shoe shine shop, fitness centers. This will be part of an office park, again, giving the experience to that worker today and that future worker that enjoys coming and working in a place like that.
Is the pace of development in Overland Park these days, is it exceeding what we've seen in recent years? Is it about the same? Is it not quite as much as what it's been? Can you give us some context there?
Steve, that's a good question. I think we've all been through a very tough recession, and you know, I think what many of us, I know the city of Overland Park worked very hard at re-engineering our entire community, our city, how we did things, so when the economy took off, we would be ready for it. And it's proving that the economy is taking off now, and we are just very busy with development that wants to start. And I think it goes to us on the homework that we did why the economy wasn't so good. But the economy seems good. We can get the bankers to continue to loan a little bit more money to development. That usually is still the hesitancy. Many bankers they'll remember that recession too close to their heart.
So you're ahead of the pace of last year?
Very much so, yes.
You know, one thing you didn't talk about yesterday was the flip side of all this good news, and that's the growing poverty rate in not only Overland Park, but all throughout Johnson County. Countywide, the number of people living below the poverty level jumped from, 15,000 to nearly 33,000 last year, just going back a few years. How big a challenge does that pose for you?
You know, it's something that we continue to work on. We work with our school districts on that, the free and reduced lunch programs that they put together. We actually have some apartments that we work with developers, low-income housing on. We have some programs that the city will buy down improvements. If some neighborhoods have a house they can't afford to keep their house up, and that can help, that can hurt an entire block or an entire neighborhood. So we'll work with them and offer low income or low interest rates to borrow money to invest and keep their property up. So it is a project that continues to grow. Everybody sometimes looks at Johnson County and says, oh, everything's wonderful in Johnson County. Well, we're like any other community across the nation. We've got a mix of everything, and it's good to work with everybody. That diversity actually helps.
Mayor, just finally, maybe briefly, what's being done to sort of counter sprawl? You're talking about developments 150th and way out south in the metro, way out south in Overland Park. What's being done to address that issue?
You know, I think most of the projects that we've talked about today, other than the first one, which was out at 159th, we have a Vision Medcalf plan. We've sat down with the city citizens, we've sat down city staff and developers and built a plan to redevelop the Medcalf corridor. It's happening. That plan that started about 5 years ago is happening at Medcalf South. It's happening at Promontory, which is just at 91st and Medcalf.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening up at Shamrock Towers, which is 95th and Medcalf also. Ryan Transportation came in and bought that building and is redeveloping it. And then if you go up to downtown Overland Park, Avenue 80, which is another $50 million mixed-use project, is in our downtown Overland Park area is redeveloping. So
your point is that a lot of this development is happening in the core of Overland Park.
That's been our goal to work in the core, but if certain developers want to continue to develop outside, we work with them also, but we also have an emphasis on the core right now.
That's Overland Park Mayor Carl Gerlach, who gave his State of the City address yesterday. Mayor, thank you very much for your time today.
Steve, thank you very much.